That's what election day is all about.
Yeah, you know, like, votes matter. Your vote matters. Apparently, except to the North Carolina legislature, the legislator that just wants to forget the votes. We'll just declare our electoral college votes for Donald Trump. All of this is the Big Lie 2.0. Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, this special Friday edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get in on my discussion of why Republicans lie about polls? You want to talk about this stupid referendum that's on the Wisconsin ballot for November 5th? Yeah, by that I mean to say I'll be voting no. We do not need to show our birth certificates to vote. We don't need to make it any harder to vote. If Republicans were actually serious about this, right, serious about this, like, oh, well, are we sure that it's citizens that are voting? They would require the different levels of governmental agencies to talk to themselves better, right? Like, there's a way to cross-check this stuff. And the best way to do it is to require that level of government cooperation, transparency, and efficiency, not to make it harder for people to vote. Remember, of course, that when Scott Walker finally got voter ID passed, he closed Department of Transportation offices across the state to make it harder for people to vote. This has never been about ensuring that citizens vote, ensuring that the votes cast are legal. This has always and ever been about suppressing the vote. So, again, step one, suppress the vote. Step two, delegitimize any Democratic vote for any reason under the sun, including insane conspiracy theories, you know, like the ones talked about by the Kraken lady back in 2020. None of that ever proven. No evidence of any of this. Step three, tell all of your supporters that you are winning by a landslide and that anything other than that outcome must be wrong, must be fraudulent. Axios came out today, with a poll that nearly 20% of Republicans believe that if Donald Trump doesn't win on Election Day, he should seize power by any means necessary. I'm not kidding you, 20%. What the hell is wrong with you? He's not winning. It's a tie. Stop cheating. Stop lying to your people. So this is why they lie about polls. This is why they've now gone to these, like, betting on the polls about the polls about the betting, and they cite these things. The betting and the odds making that happen is not an actual poll. It's just a reflection of where people think they might make their money. And, you know, if I was the richest man in the world and wanted to, you know, maybe make sure that all of my billions ended up never being taxed, and I was maybe getting promised a cabinet position, might it be possible that I would deploy some of my billions of dollars on these betting sites, or at least huge amounts of money, to make it look like the guy that's going to give me my billions and personalized tax breaks is winning? Yeah, might do that. We see you, Elon. We know what you're doing. It just, the whole thing makes me so angry. And they'll talk about it on Election Day too, right? Oh, he's winning. The votes are being counted. Well, guess what? If you live in a rural state or rural county and you have five people, it doesn't take long to count your votes. But if you live in a huge metropolis with 5 million people, it's going to take longer to count the votes. So that he'll declare victory on November 5th very early. I mean, the possibility for actual violence is high right now. One of our texters, and we're going to go to the phones and the text lines, folks, join us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The possibility, the likelihood even of violence seems to creep higher every day. So to be clear, actual objective polling shows a tie. Oh, they're Republicans, early voting. Well, because they decided that it wasn't such a good idea to attack early voting and mail voting. So what? It's still a tie. Still a tie. 855-752-4842. Terry from Cross Plains saying that they have a birth certificate, but they certainly couldn't afford to pay $165 for a passport plus the fee for a copy of your passport and the photograph that you need. And then the marriage certificate, if you got married and took your husband's name, it's insane. No, I don't need to show a birth certificate to vote. And I'm sick of Republicans like Senator Johnson on my colleague Earl Ingram's show this morning saying we need to restore faith in our elections process. Well, the only reason people are doubting our elections process, which we never, ever, ever did, is because the garbage, the bat guano that you and Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and John Eastman have been spewing, you've been lying to the American people. And now you're going to use the unrest, the uncertainty that your prolific lies have created to justify making it harder to vote for voters that are more likely to be Democratic. Because the only way you can win, because the demography of this country is moving inexorably towards Democratic values, capital D, Democratic policies, is if you cheat. Because you'll lose. The country's becoming more left of center, more diverse, more open. That's where we are as a country. That's what the polling all shows. And I haven't even gone off on the fact, I did yesterday, that when you ask, again, Politico did a poll, looked at and listed out 128 policies. People would rate them from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And then they'd annotate if they're a Harris or Trump voter. Guess what? More Trump voters like Kamala Harris's policies than they do Trump policies. So read about it. Let's go to the phones. Ellen from Cedarburg, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Friday. What do you have to say? Oh, we lost Ellen. Moving right along here.
Well, I can Mike share from what, if you'd like, I can share what Ellen was saying.
Ellen, please do, Mr. Zomers.
Ellen was calling in and sharing that with this possibility of violence and voter intimidation and everything, that it's just racking up a lot of anxiety. And while Ellen is actively participating, you know, volunteering, trying to help people, encourage friends and family to vote, the anxiety is still very high. And was just wondering if you have any tips on how to go to sleep at night.
Oh, what a great question. Thank you, Ellen. So I'm going to tell you what I do. The first thing is, at least an hour before I go to bed, I stop consuming political news, which is hard because it's my job. And I basically consume political news all the time. But I have to stop. The second thing is, obviously my job, but also how I spend a lot of my free time is trying to take active steps to be sure that people are voting, whether it's door knocking or phone banking or just reaching out to my friends and family, providing people that I know that are more traditional conservatives. And I'm in a lot of business groups and I'm an economist and lots of people like that. I send them a whole set of what I consider to be some of the best nonpartisan resources. Hey, everybody, please check these out. These are nonpartisan sources. I think they're really independent. Reach out to me if you want to discuss any of this stuff. And a number of my friends have. Bless them. So it's the combination of do something and shut it off. And fundamentally, at the end of the day, the thing that brings me some hope and some solace in these moments is that I know in my heart of hearts that there is so much more that connects us. There's so much more that we have in common than there is that divides us. And that Americans and Wisconsinites and my neighbors and the folks that my parents go to church with and the people that we see in synagogues and mosques and in our grocery stores, we're good people. We just need to check back into that. We'll get back to arguing about all these policies. Right now, we just need to remind ourselves of our inherent goodness and the responsibility it is to be a citizen in the greatest country in the world. And that means doing the right thing. It means deeply looking into your heart on November 5th or before if you're early voting and doing the right thing. So thanks for that, Ellen. I really appreciate you reaching out. Sherry from Horicon saying that she had a 2-hour discussion with a 20-year-old MAGA son Tell your MAGA son, Sherry, got a little tip for you. Though Seth MacFarlane couldn't be here today, guess who Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Ted and the creator of Family Guy, has endorsed? It's Kamala Harris. So that very cool, very funny guy that I think a lot of MAGA dudes probably listen to and love his work, he's a Kamala supporter. Michaela from West Bend saying, there's not a chance we'll be bringing our child along to vote because I don't feel safe about it. But we will be voting blue up and down the ballot and voting no on the amendment. Hear, hear, Michaela, and I get it about your kid. Here's the thing. Again, you feel intimidated, you feel harassed. You can call the local police department, but you can also tell elections inspectors. If you still feel like nothing's happening and it should, you can always call 866-OUR-VOTE. That's 866-OUR-VOTE. You can also go to Vote Riders, like Ride or Die, voteriders.org. They will help you. You can also reach out directly to the district attorney's office in your county and report intimidation or other issues that you think are inappropriate in your polling places or near Dropbox, etc. Let us go to Mike from Kenosha. Mike from Kenosha, you're on the air. What do you have to say, sir?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The other day I saw an ad on TV during a football game that didn't look right. And then I just got in the mail yesterday advertisement, if you will, or solicitation from the Trump group. And this is about what I believe is voter intimidation. It clearly states, as the TV ad stated clearly, that your vote is being recorded and history will, you know.
Yeah, that's illegal.
History.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's illegal, Mike. I would take the flyer, take the text or the email or whatever you got, and send it, take a picture of it, whatever, email, whatever's easiest for you, or just call your local district attorney's office. I would also call 866-OUR-VOTE. That is staffed by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, nonpartisan voting expert lawyers. Give them a call. Let them know about that. Mike, that is false. There is no record of your vote. Your vote is private. It is personal. It is not recorded other than on your ballot, which never has your name on it. No one will know how you vote. So critically important. Janet from La Crosse, you say what this afternoon?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. What I was calling in regards to is that today is an International Biodiversity Conference Day, and out of all of the wonderful countries there, we are not there, not because the president and the rest of the many of the Congress people didn't agree. They totally do. But the Republican Congress blocked the vote for us to be able to participate in that conference by ratifying that we believe in that value. That's my number one. And number two, I needed a way to voice how I felt. And so I went out and made a lot of signs that I put on my yard that I simply want to open a dialogue with my neighbors. I'm relatively new. I don't want to alienate them. And I put out, I stand for wildlife. I stand for air, water, soil. I stand for wilderness, forests, and rivers. I stand with the post office. I stand with liberty, and I stand with public education. I stand with national parks. I used to work for the government, and I was in when Trump was in last time, and I saw him beginning to decimate these programs that are for us, the people.
Yeah, Janet, we're coming up on need to take care of some of our business. I'm going to give some comments about the 2 points Janet made when we come back on the other side. Your calls and texts welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Friday, y'all. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in a flash. Keep it locked.
Vote 'em out. Vote 'em out. Vote 'em out. Vote 'em out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote 'em out. If you don't like who's in there, well, vote 'em out.